Welcome to Fully Functional. I'm Beata Rittiger, registered nutritionist.
And I'm Dr. Galina, naturopathic doctor.
And today we're actually talking about something that is, the word itself is actually thrown around a lot these days, but it's quite timely, right, Galina? Because it's springtime, it's time to sort of reset.
Exactly.
So today's hot topic will be detoxification.
Or as, you know, more commonly known, detox or detoxing. You know, people call it different ways, but, you know, what we're talking about is basically cleansing your body, your mind, all of that.
Exactly. Yeah. So like I said, the word detoxification, you know, from like juice cleanses to fasting, it seems like everyone has a theory on how to detox your body, but a lot of people don't know that our bodies are naturally designed to actually detoxify themselves. So, you know, our organs of detoxification are our liver, kidneys, digestive system, our skin and lungs. They all play a crucial role in eliminating toxins. But here's the kicker. In our modern world, we're so exposed to more pollutants and chemicals than ever before. Right, Galina? Like in our food, air that we breathe, the products we use.
Everything. You know, skincare products, cleaning products, makeup, shampoos, conditioners, you know, anything you put on your body or in your body pretty much is inundated with toxins these days. Going to the gas pump, right? Toxins.
Right.
I mean, so many toxins everywhere.
Yeah. So we're so exposed to so much that, you know, while our bodies are equipped to handle detoxification, the overload can be a bit much. So that's where daily detox practices come in. They don't have to be these strict sort of fasts and cleanses. You can do this every day. And it's not to replace our body's natural systems. It's to support them.
Correct. And there's the misconception that you have to be miserable while going through a detox. And that's not true at all. When we're being supportive and nurturing towards our body and detoxifying the right way, it can actually be a very positive experience.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And like I said, our bodies are incredible machines and they're capable of cleansing and renewing themselves every single day. So, you know, what we can do though is give our bodies daily support. It doesn't have to be. It is springtime, so it is it's the season for renewal. Just like in nature, everything's sort of fresh and waking up, and we can also do that for our bodies and sort of zero in more so towards our cleansing systems. But again, it doesn't have to be anything miserable and strict and all that.
Yeah. So, and then speaking of nature, we're actually all the tips and tricks, a lot of them we're going to give you today. You know, come from nature, right? A lot of the dietary suggestions, a lot of the supplements and herbs we're going to talk about all come from nature.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Yep, that's a great point.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess we can start. And what I always sort of suggest to my clients is mornings are such a great opportunity for supporting our cleansing systems, right? Dr. Galina, what do you think about, so first thing in the morning, hydration, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
So what do you think about that?
I mean, hydration in general is important, but kind of to set yourself up for success for the day, you know, start in the morning right away, get those fluids in you, right?
Right.
First of all, everything will work better. And you're also flushing things out as you're drinking water.
Yeah, because isn't it like, when overnight, isn't your body, when it's in its fasting stage, is that when it's repairing itself the most during while you sleep?
Exactly. Most of the healing is taking place at night. So that's why sleep is such an important part of any health regimen.
Yeah, I agree. So some of the things we can start doing first thing in the morning, some simple stuff, literally, like it takes half a second. Well, maybe not half a second, maybe a minute to prepare. I always like to have a warm glass of water infused with fresh lemon juice and a little bit of ginger. I think it helps to jumpstart your digestive system. It stimulates your liver enzymes, helps flush out toxins. Lemon is rich in vitamin C, which strengthens your immune system and boosts your liver function. And ginger is super anti-inflammatory. It has amazing anti-inflammatory properties. Again, it helps with digestion and actually promotes sweating, according to Chinese medicine. It's a great food for promoting that release of toxins through your skin.
And speaking of that, right, sweating and releasing toxins through skin, another great way to do that is through sauna, right? Through infrared saunas or regular saunas, but that's a great detox modality that people can use.
And sweating through exercise, that's another key component in daily detox, right?
100%, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
And then also speaking, sorry to cut you off.
No, I was just going to say like regular, you know, I can't stress enough the importance of regular physical activity, especially for daily detoxification. You know, it not only promotes sweating, it helps to move things along. It helps trigger our lymphatic system, which doesn't have a pump. So it doesn't have a machine to move toxins around and eliminate. So we actually have to move to stimulate that lymphatic drainage, so to speak. So exercise, movement, daily movement is key.
So, and it's funny that you mentioned lymphatic drainage, because what I was about to say actually a few minutes ago is having to do with lymphatic drainage. So there's multiple ways to do that. One is through getting like a lymphatic massage, which is great, but there's an easy way you can do it at home and kind of jumpstart things as well as get the lymph moving. And it's called dry skin brushing. And so it's great to do it in the morning before your morning shower, or if you can't in the morning, then at night. So it's this like big brush, body brush thing that you literally rub over your dry skin. And it, you know, not only does it get things moving, you kind of move in like the circular motion. So it gets the lymph moving, but also literally takes off your dry dead skin, right? As you move around your body, and, you know, allows all, gets rid of the toxins and allows for, you know, new pathways for the toxins to start, you know, coming out as well.
Now, do you do that right before a shower or after a shower, or do it daily?
Yeah, you can definitely do it daily. Right before a shower is great. And then you kind of, you know, wash it all off in the shower. Just, you know, some, you know, caveats there is definitely don't do it on your face, especially with the body brush. There are like little brushes for the face, you know, also, you know, doing it over like sensitive areas, like, you know, over the chest in women, right? And areas like that, you have to just be very gentle and careful there. But definitely dry skin brushing is a great, great tool. I'm a huge fan of it.
I love that. I'll need to incorporate that more. I think I have one laying around somewhere, but I just keep forgetting to use it because there's just so many, you know.
Right. Yeah.
So many things.
Just hang it in your shower, you know. And so each time you get ready to go to take a shower, just, you know, quick. Shouldn't take you more than a minute.
I love that. And you can get that anywhere, right? On Amazon.
Anywhere, Amazon, Target, even like a local health store, anywhere. Yeah.
Okay. That's great. That's great. So yeah, dry skin brushing is fantastic. And that's a daily practice, you would say, Dr. Galina?
It can absolutely be. Yeah. It doesn't have to be. You'll get benefit from doing it once a week as well, you know, even once a month. So literally just the one time, you know, one-time session will be great, especially like if you're doing like maybe like a, you know, let's say a two-week detox, right? So a couple times during that 2 weeks or whatever, be great. But you can definitely do it daily.
Great. And then, of course, we can't overlook, obviously, diet, you know, daily incorporating detoxifying foods into your meals every day is a fantastic way to support your body.
What are some of your favorite detox foods?
I would say, you know, I think antioxidants are a big one. So foods rich in antioxidants, think, you know, berries, blueberries are my favorite. Nuts, green leafy vegetables, They help combat free radicals, which is important. Mm-hmm. You know, fiber-rich foods, you want to keep things moving in your digestive system because that is the one of the most important ways to detoxify is daily elimination. So you need to be eating fiber-rich foods. So, you know, if you are sort of on more of a low carbohydrate diet, you know, focus a lot on eating copious amounts of vegetables. That's a fantastic source of fiber. Mm-hmm. But if you're more open to grains, I think whole grains, I don't think there's anything wrong with whole grains. But also it's personal, right? So Anyway, oats are a fantastic fiber source. I like ground flax seeds, psyllium husks. You know, legumes are fantastic. And if you have problems with digestion, it's great to soak them overnight first before cooking them. Mm-hmm. So that's called sprouting. So sprouted legumes are much easier to digest. So if you have problems with that, that's a good solution for that. Apples, you know, they all support your digestive system. And then incorporating the power of herbs and spices. They're fantastic ways to support daily detox. So turmeric, ginger, garlic, these are all foods with powerful detoxifying properties.
Love it. And can you give our listeners maybe like an idea or a fun idea for like a shake they can do? What would you put in like a good detox shake?
Yeah. So what I prefer, I mean, smoothies are fantastic. Mm-hmm. What I do love though, if you can get your hands on a juicer, a cold press juicer, mm-hmm. I think juicing is underrated. I think it has a bad rap because people think that there's too much sugar because there is no fiber in a juice. Whereas in smoothies, there's a fiber, which helps with blood sugar control. But green juices are fantastic. They're like, you can think of them as like a lifeline for your cells. The nutrition goes straight to your cells. So, and as long as you keep them as like incorporate foods that are detox friendly, you know, that are liver friendly, you know, you can imagine a blend of like kale, spinach, celery, cucumber, parsley, cilantro is a heavy metal chelator. Parsley is fantastic for the liver. And same with celery. They're fantastic. And then you can add a little green apple and lemon to sort of break through that green taste. Mm-hmm. I think these, you know, kale and spinach, they offer a hefty dose of antioxidants. They support liver function. You know, celery and cucumber are high in water content. So we want to flush out those toxins as much as possible. So we want to hydrate as much as possible. Fantastic way to hydrate.
It sounds tasty. And you think someone could just maybe pump out a bunch of juice and have it for a couple of days in their fridge while they're detoxing?
Yeah, as long as you have, you know, you want to keep, I like to keep mine in mason jars because I feel like those lids keep it closed more efficiently. You know, it reduces levels of oxidation, so you can keep them in the fridge longer. So if you want a batch juice, you can just make a couple mason jars full. Close them up and keep them in the fridge,
kind of just to make the whole process easier, right? If you have a
absolutely couple days work. For sure, it is time consuming, I'm not gonna lie, but if you batch juice one day a week, you know, you don't have to juice every single day. You don't have to have a juice every single day, but you know, a couple days is better than none.
Love it. That's so great. I want to do some batch juicing myself.
Yes.
That
sounds great. We should link. I have a really great, I love my juicer and it's so budget friendly. I got it on Amazon and I'm happy to link it for our listeners.
Okay. Yeah. Let's do that. That's a great idea.
Yeah.
Okay. So yeah, so that's the food part of it, right? The foods, mm-hmm. the herbs, you know, and that's basically, you know, what when I, you know, talk to my patients, I first and foremost tell them I want them to get all their nutrients from food, right? So that's, you know, juicing and eating those detox friendly foods is definitely a great way to go. But sometimes when you can't, we can step it up with supplements, right?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah. I'm a big supplement. I'm a big supplement girly for sure.
Yeah.
Because some, you know, life is busy and sometimes we just can't get our nutrients through food. So supplementation is the next best thing.
Yeah. And a lot of those foods that you mentioned, so the nutrients in those foods, like, you know, the vitamin C, for example, right? I mean, that can be found in foods, but, you know, you can also just take it as a supplement. You know, turmeric, you can put it obviously like on your food, right? Like literally like a spice in your food, but you can also take it as an encapsulated, you know, supplement. And what's great about supplements is they do deliver very like kind of, you know, specific therapeutic doses, right? So they can be sometimes a little more potent than, let's say, if you're just putting some turmeric, you know, spicing your food with some turmeric, right?
Exactly. And before we move into supplements, I just really just quickly want to cover really quickly teas. Teas are such a convenient way for to detoxify daily. Particularly, I would zone in on dandelion root tea. Mm-hmm. I think that's a really good one. I think there's a particular study that I'm thinking of that showed actually that dandelion root has, it's called HEPA protective properties.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which means
basically protecting properties that protect the liver.
Exactly. Yeah. It can help protect the liver from damage and support its role in the body's natural detoxification process. So
amazing.
I think it was a study published in Food and Chemical Toxicology or something like that.
Okay. So to save our readers from having to read it, that's basically right? Yeah.
It actually showed that dandelion root extract, this is interesting, could exert protective effects against alcohol-induced liver toxicity in mice.
Wow, that's
so
potent.
That suggests its potential benefits in liver health and detox. Yeah, so it's incredibly potent, incredibly good for liver support. So dandelion extract, dandelion root tea.
And you will find dandelion root in most, you know, detox supplements too, which is... speaks to the fact that, you know, it's a very strong, powerful herb. And I do think, you know, getting our herbs through tea is actually, you know, through basically hot extraction is a great idea.
Yes, I agree.
Yeah. And yeah, are there teas kind of sold over the counter or do you suggest people, you know, just steep it at home?
Oh, there's a whole, we can do a whole separate topic on teas just because... There's been so much going on with research on actual toxicity of the tea bags themselves. So I would say your safe bet would be to get some loose leaf and brew that at home yourself.
Love it.
Just to avoid that potential for more toxicity.
You can make kind of your own like fun combo, maybe like dandelion and ginger, right?
Yep. I love that. Yeah. I mean, once you get into the loose leaf tea world, it gets very fun. Once you start collecting, it's just, you can make your own combinations and potions. It's just, it's so much more delicious and better for you. You might as well just avoid
magical, right? Potions and mixing and brewing.
Might as well make it fun.
Yeah, I like that. It's great.
And it has diuretic effects properties too. So you'll be urinating more often, but that's good, right? Because your kidneys are one of the, you know, organs of detox. So you want to be flushing out your kidneys too. So dandelion root tea, all the way.
Love it. Okay, great. Great.
So, Dr. Galina, you want to go into, let's talk about supplementation. What can our folks, what should they be taking primarily to help support detox?
I would say, you know, I'm going to mention four kind of go-to ingredients that you'll find in most detox formulas, but, you know, also just taking them individually and even in higher doses during the time where you're trying to you know, do the detox, right? Because again, you're not trying to be detoxing all the time, right? Like you're not trying to detox every single day. You choose, you know, a week, 2 weeks, four weeks, depending, you know, what your goals are, right? And you do like a detox. But, you know, on a daily basis, you can definitely support your body with like detoxing or liver supporting and, you know, you know, various, you know, gut supporting and various kinds of supplements, right? But, you know, to do like a very targeted detox, you know, there are specific supplement combo supplements for that. But the main herbs and nutrients that I want, you know, kind of zero in on in those is, first of all, vitamin C, again, just going back to the basics, right? Vitamin C is great for, it's an antioxidant. So it's great at getting rid of those free radicals and supporting your immune system, everything you need to do when you are cleansing your body. Then another thing that we've already mentioned again is turmeric. And so really taking it in higher doses is does wonders for detoxing. But then I do want to mention a favorite herb of mine. It's called milk thistle. And it's my go-to herb for, you know, detoxing. I think it's a great one. And again, you can definitely find it individually as well as in most detox formulas. And then last but not least, I want to mention something called glutathione, which is definitely a favorite of mine. What glutathione is it's a master antioxidant. So besides detoxing, just quickly, you know, I want to tell you it's good for immune system, for skin, hair, and nails, for, you know, for your brain. So there, it has lots of roles, but it has a huge role in detoxifying, and it can be taken orally. There are what's called liposomal forms of it, which are best absorbed, you know, the ones you take in supplements, and that could be either a liquid or a capsule, or right now they have really great spray ones, or even creams. There's great glutathione creams. So that's one way to get. Another way is to actually get it through IV. IV glutathione therapy is amazing. Again, it's not something that should be done daily, but it's definitely a great boost to any detox protocol. So I would say those are my big detox, you know, detox herbs and nutrients that I would recommend anyone doing, either a more targeted detox, taking those, you know, in higher doses, or if you're doing more of like, you know, want to support your daily detox system, taking it in more maintenance doses.
Great. That's fantastic information. Thank you for that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. So I think we could start wrapping up. Now, two really quick points that I just wanted to highlight, just basic stuff that most people are aware of, but it's good to mention because it is a part of the bigger picture for detoxification, and that's sleep and stress management, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So, you know, like we said, it's during those precious hours of sleep that our bodies undergo repair and detox processes. So you want to make sure you're getting at least 7 to 8 hours of quality sleep per night to support these functions. And then, of course, stress management plays a role in detox, where obviously high levels of stress, and then, of course, high levels, which correlates to high levels of the hormone, stress hormone cortisol, can obviously negatively impact your body's ability to detoxify. So, you know, practices like meditation, deep breathing, spending time in nature, which is my favorite, helps to keep your stress levels in check and therefore support your body's detox processes.
I love it. That's great. Yeah. And, you know, you definitely, people, you know, can do it like a good kind of comprehensive detox a couple times a year, right?
Yeah. I mean, if they choose to, I think definitely it wouldn't hurt. You can definitely go the extra mile. Especially for those who are experiencing more extreme sort of symptoms and are experiencing low levels of liver enzymes, you know, if their blood work comes out with their liver not quite functioning optimally, I would say it wouldn't hurt to do, you know, a 2-week, 3-week sort of even month-long sort of cleanse program. Right. But of course, I would suggest highly to have that be overseen by a professional, obviously.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Because you want to, before you even start a detox, you want to make sure that, you know, your body is able to handle it, number one, and be, you know, make sure it's going to be effective for you, right? Specifically. So
exactly. That's why it's a great idea, again, to work with a nutritionist, naturopathic doctor, to have that all sorted for you and create an individualized plan for you.
Yeah, absolutely. Right. And all detoxes don't have to look the same, right? So definitely there's lots of ways to approach a detox. And so you just got to make sure that the one you're doing is right for you.
Absolutely. And with that said, in closing, I think we pretty much covered all that we had planned for today.
Yeah.
So again, it's just a quick recap, you know, it's about supporting your body's natural ability to take care of itself, and that you can do that by making mindful choices every day. So hydrate, eat well, stay active, get enough sleep, manage stress, and reduce your exposure to toxins as much as you can. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that's it for today's episode on detoxification.
Great. That was wonderful. Lots of good information there.
Yeah. And I hope you, our listeners, found this information helpful and feel inspired to incorporate some of these practices into your daily routine.
All right. Talk to Viara.
Thank you, Dr. Galena. Until next time.